Now, Israeli media says an energy company will begin testing a pipeline from an offshore gas rig in the eastern Mediterranean. Now, this comes days after Israel rejected Lebanon's request to amend a draft maritime border agreement proposed by the United States. Now, Lebanon objects to three clauses. The first relates to a borderline created by Israel and marked by buoys, as you can see there, when its forces withdrew from Lebanon in 2000. Lebanon wants the language in the draft to be changed to avoid accepting this line as an international maritime border. It also objects to the location of the Qana gas field in a southern Lebanese exploration block extending into Israeli waters. Lebanon refuses to pay any percentage of profits from that gas field to Israel. Israel says the field, though, may still fall under its exclusive economic zone. The third relates to France's Total Energies company. Beirut wants the French oil giant to work with Lebanon separately and independently from its projects with Israel. Well, let's speak now to Bernard Smith. He's across this for us from West Jerusalem. Bernard, some complex terrain here, and this obviously isn't a new dispute. Can you talk us through what this means and the potential fallout?
Well, attempts have been going on for years to demarcate the maritime border between Israel and Lebanon. There have been US brokered talks, and they were pretty close, we understand, to reaching a deal last week, though Lebanon wasn't happy with the draft, and particularly about these buoys that have been put in the water by the Israelis. Lebanon didn't want those to become identified as an official international maritime border. Now, this essentially seems to be having a knock-on effect on a Karish project. And this project is in Israeli waters. It's a gas field that Israel is getting ready to exploit and pump gas from. And there are reports today that it's going to start testing the pipes to see if it's possible, to see that everything's secure, there's no leaks, standard sort of engineering testing. Now, the issue with Karish is that previously Hezbollah, the Iran-backed group in Lebanon, has said it could attack Karish if an overall agreement with Israel on drilling rights is not reached. Now, previously, Israel had been sort of waiting for this agreement to be signed with Lebanon before it fully started exploiting Karish, which is in its territorial waters. Israel has now said, regardless of any deal with Lebanon, it's going to progress with this, with its own oil field. Now, if these tests pan out, Israel says within weeks they could start pumping oil. That's from the energy company Energean that is exploiting the block with the Israelis. So the question is, what is the risk to Israel of starting to pump gas from Karish, bearing in mind that it has not reached a full deal with Lebanon over its maritime borders?
Some more potential tension ahead there. Bernard Smith across that situation for us from West Jerusalem. Thank you, Bernard.